I want to welcome you to the Team Bond International Leadership Training Series. My name is Bonnie Taylor. I'm a Platinum International Diamond with 4Life Research, and we welcome you from all over the world. We realize many of you are listening to our recording, and we're very, very happy that you're with us. And certainly welcome to everyone who's on the call tonight. I really welcome everybody to the call, and we're going to continue tonight with our leadership training. And the training tonight is the last of the 7 steps of exceptional leadership. And this one is leaders are role models. All of you should be a role model for your team. And we're going to talk about that briefly tonight. There are 2 main requirements for great success as a leader, and those 2 are your competence and your character. Competence means that you are area excellent at what you do, that you get consistent, predictable results over and over again in your position. Character is equally as important and perhaps even more so. Character means that you are known and respected for your integrity, that people can trust you and believe in you and feel confident that you keep your word. The most respected and honored men and women throughout history have been known for their characters in addition to their achievements. To inspire people, they must be inspired by your character and your personality. They must see you as a role model. They must look up to you and want to emulate your best qualities. So you really want to watch out for those things. And you want to set some very high standards for yourself and your team. Perhaps the best question you can ask in becoming a role model is, what kind of an organization would this organization be if everyone in it was just like me? If you're at home and you can ask yourself that same question, what kind of a family would my family be if everyone in it was just like me? If you're talking about your community, you can say, what kind of country would my country be if everyone in it was just like me? That's kind of a difficult question to ask. If you have good character and good integrity, you're going to like the answer. If you're falling down on that a little bit, you're not going to like the answer at all. And that's a wake-up call for you to do something about it. Because in leadership, you must have integrity and character. If you are honest when you ask these questions, you will see that there are always a lot of areas where improvement is possible. Leaders are always open to the possibility that they could be better in one or more areas, and they're always striving to be better than they were before. And I've always loved the Team Bond training because I believe and I have watched over and over again that people become more when they finish than when they began. And isn't that what we all want, to grow and become more? So think about that, and you want to always set a good example. People will forget what you say, but they will remember what you do. The example you set with your behavior. Your example is more important in building your reputation than anything else. The poet Maya Angelou once said, "People will soon forget what you said, but they will always remember how you made them feel." And haven't we talked about that when we talk about recruiting? People don't care so much about what you say to them, but how much you care about what you say. So remember that. And to lead by example, to be a role model of competence and character, it's a never-ending job. When you become a leader, everyone is watching you. They're judging you. They're making decisions about you. The loneliness of command refers to the fact that when you become a leader, you no longer have the luxury of letting it all hang out. And that's so true. As a leader, you have a special responsibility to set and maintain high standards for yourself and for others. This means that if you want others to treat each other with respect and courtesy, you must treat everyone with respect and courtesy yourself. And you want to lead by example in absolutely everything that you do. If you want people to focus and concentrate on their most valuable tasks, you must always work on your most important task yourself. If you want others to be punctual, you must be punctual. Whatever you want others to do or be, you must lead the way. You must demonstrate the qualities that you want others to have. The example you set as a leader has perhaps the greatest impact of all in the influence you have on others and the eventual results of your entire organization. Resolve today to be a man or woman of character and honor, one that others can confidently look up to and imitate, becoming better people in the process. And you know what? You have unlimited potential within you. Everyone does. And we had given credit to much of our trainings to the wonderful trainer, Brian Tracy. So I would like to mention him here. When he was 24 years old and struggling, he made a profound discovery that changed his life forever. It dawned on him like a revelation that he could learn anything he needed to learn to achieve any goal he could set for himself. It was a big wow for him. And think about that. You can learn anything that you need to learn to achieve any goal you want to set for yourself. That insight turned Brian Tracy into a learning machine. He read and studied an average of 3 hours every day since then, and sometimes 6, 8, or 10 hours in a single day on a long airplane trip. As a result, he went from a struggling salesman to a top salesman, and then to a sales manager, and then to a sales executive responsible for 6 countries. He went from the bottom to the top in less than 2 years and became a leader in his industry. Because he wanted to make the greatest contribution possible, he read hundreds of books and thousands of articles on leadership over the years, and what he learned when he was 24 turned out to be true about leadership as well. You can learn anything you need to learn to become an excellent leader in your field. You can become one of the most important and significant people in your industry by learning and by practicing key leadership principles, similar to what you've been taught in this entire series. The wonderful thing about leadership is that your ability to grow as a leader never ends. You can continue to improve for your entire life, and as you get better on the inside of knowledge and understanding, your opportunities to be a more significant and important leader on the outside will continue to grow and increase. By committing yourself to the 7 secrets of exceptional leadership, you can become a better and better person and eventually achieve all the goals as a leader in every area of your life. So think about that. And let me just go over those 7 steps with you one more time. Understand that leaders know who they are. Leaders know what they want. Leaders are committed to winning. And leaders are courageous. And because of all this, they get results. They inspire others, and most of all, they become role models. So please remember that. In the end, all business operations can be reduced to 3 words, people, products, and profits. And unless you have a good team, you can't do much with the other two. So I think it's very important. And I would like to close this today with something that I had started with when we first started this training weeks ago. I had talked to you about a recipe for success, and I'd kind of like to go over that with you again. This is a recipe, remember. So start with purpose to make sure you are doing what needs to be done. Add a compelling vision to give people something clear and meaningful to focus on. Mix purpose and vision with heart to bind with determination, courage, and conviction. Add a healthy amount of attention to be present and aware of the now. Blend with integrity to build trust and demonstrate authenticity. Bake with discipline to perform at optimal levels and be accountable for results. Cover with generosity so that everyone gets a share. Serve with credibility so that it tastes as sweet as it is. And give thanks with grace at the abundance that we have. And enjoy the spirit as you feed the soul. That's quite a recipe, but that's something we said early on in our training, and I just wanted to remind you of it. And again, I will remind you that if you feel like you have not attained the leadership caliber that you want to be, just go back to the beginning of these trainings and listen to everything again and again until you get it. We have put these trainings together by compiling them from some of the top leaders in the industry. And all of them are well thought out and well planned to achieve leadership. And if you want to be that leader, then go back and study it, learn it, and become it. And I wish you the very best. Now, next week, we'll be getting into some motivational things and about leadership to help you with your team. So I encourage you to continue to build your team every day. Never stop recruiting. Just keep building and keep building every single day. And as you bring people on, start them on our Business Builder training and then work with them diligently for their first 6 weeks to help them achieve the diamond rank. Help them earn a check. Help them get a title. And they will be your downline forever and ever. So thank you very much for being with us, ladies, and whoever else is listening around the world. Thank you for being on our leadership training. And again, I encourage you to go back and study the entire training over again.